Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. There is a pause, there always is. This tiny little time of space where my partner exits in a very special way. His consciousness, that is to say, that is which is human, moves aside. I use everything he has. I use what he feels as love, his intellect, his language, his reason and his logic, all here, to interpret this message from the other side of the veil. These are the moments of difficulty. And they always are. And I ask him to put a small message every single day in the beginning, so you could feel and discern and understand and tolerate or not the process of channeling. What does it mean to you to hear this voice? And what are you hearing, really? Really? You're hearing a human being with his voice delivering an energy and a message from that which is so hidden from you that even that is questionable. And yet you have something inside you. And that something inside you, biological human being, is not biological. This piece of God, which is an energy in you, is in every single human being and always has been. And that's the part that's going to tell you if it's right or not. That's the part that the creation story is about. The creation story literally has humanity without God, without the knowledge of light and dark, without the seed of the Creator inside. And then you do. And when you do, you start looking for God. And again, I will ask you, is it a coincidence that most of the planet seeks a higher source? Most of the planet, as it grows up and becomes one who looks around, even the children will look for God because it's inside. It's almost like part of you awakens and says, find the other piece. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you the other piece. The higher self of every single human is a term that you have used that would be the conduit, if not the peace of God in you, that does the searching. There is a handshake possibility where one piece meets the other. And so many of you are there. Look how profound this is. You're recognizing a creative source that you cannot describe. You've done everything to try. You've genderized it. You've named it. You've given it emotions. All of which are human. In order to justify that which is invisible. And you've even built buildings around it. Dear ones, it is real. I represent that energy from the source of creation, which handshakes with a piece of you. When we handshake together, we are one. It is part of what you feel here that is the oneness of spirit. You are not listening to another source. You are listening to your source. You are listening to the Creator in you. I will never tell you something that is improper for the human to do that would ever be against the creative source. It is impossible. Because when I see you, and when the handshake is complete, I am you. Some of you have heard my messages and you will weep with joy, and you are not wondering sometimes why that is. You're just doing it. Well, I want you to wonder, why do I feel this way during these channelings occasionally? Some of you do. Why is there such a profundity of emotion that it would cause weeping? Ask the question, because I want you to answer it, because I want to hear your logic. And there's only one logic: because you recognize yourself in family. That's why. That's why. Because it feels like there's an encompassing set of arms that'll come down and hold you no matter what's going on in your life. Because you're part of a bigger picture. And then you start making some common sense of it. And you say, if that's the possibility, maybe I can actually call upon part of me linked to the creative source to see a bigger picture around me. Maybe I can even trust synchronicity, which is not logical at all. And if you are one of those, and you feel it now, and if you want to go one step further and talk about energy, I'll tell you that once you make the connection of cognizing what is here, then you start to see the others. I don't come alone. And the very word alone is not in our vocabulary. How could we have a word that means alone from the creative source when we are never alone? When we are always one with the group, always. But you are not. You're singular, one body, one face, one soul, as you think. And you walk around singular. And we have said to you that this is a linear, three-dimensional aspect of humanity. That's all it is. It's not the reality of spirit. It's not the reality of the peace of spirit in you either. And when you make the connection, dear hermit, when you make the connection, it's the best thing it's ever happened. Because even the hermit, the one who sits in the chair, found something really unusual. That as he connects with the trillions and trillions of pieces of God that exist as one, he's still only one. Some of you understand and some of you don't. How would you like to be a part of that which created the universe and has no age? Always was, always will be. Is it too much of a stretch for the synaptic intellectual? Or can you use that which is the heart and start to figure it out? There is far more here than has been given to you to figure out. And all I can tell you is that you can open that which is your discernment and say to the peace of God in you, yes or no. Is it possible that the evolving human being is letting us in more than ever before? And if that is the case, it will change your life forever, if it hasn't already. Because you'll never be alone. You'll be part of the big one. And you'll see it all. It's what the day is about. It's what the teaching is about. It's what the channeling is about. If I could give you one thing that Kryon says, one thing that I would tell you, and I have for 26 years, it would be that. We are part of you. You are part of us. The Creator is not upstairs looking down on you in judgment. The Creator's inside you, looking all around at what you created. You were never, ever anything but magnificent. That is the message. I know where I am. Specifically, I know where I am. And so this evening, I wish to give you more information about the soul. We're going to call that the evolving soul. And that's controversial, because you always thought that the soul was always the same. It isn't any more than you are. Until then, and so it is.